countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, new life on the farm is a sign of spring and of hope. And yet this past week has been difficult for so many people. There is a weariness and a sadness about the place, a sense of grief at the loss of Aisling Murphy. There are no easy answers. We went to our archives to see if we could find something that would offer you comfort this morning. Wendell Berry is a Kentucky farmer and poet. He's written about these moments when we wake in the night full of fear and worry, and how in these times of trouble, the natural world can provide us with consolation. In his kitchen on his farm, he sat with Ella McSweeney and read for her his poem, The Peace of Wild Things.
When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
That was The Peace of Wild Things by poet Wendell Berry.